Have you ever been wounded by something someone said? A casual comment that cut deeper than any knife could. Words have power. They can destroy lives, shatter confidence, and leave scars that last a lifetime. But they can also heal, redeem, and transform. This is the heart of the emotional journey between Phoenix Walker and Lennon Michael, two damaged souls whose lives become inextricably linked through music, betrayal, and ultimately, love. Phoenix Walker lives in a dilapidated trailer with his alcoholic father, abandoned by his mother at age 7. Despite his difficult circumstances, he possesses extraordinary musical talent and magnetic charisma that draws people in, yet he keeps everyone at arm's length. His piercing blue eyes hide a secret shame, dyslexia that makes reading nearly impossible as letters jumble before his eyes. Music is his only true companion, the one place where he becomes his most authentic self, a vessel for magic when he plays. Lennon Michael presents his opposite, warm and authentic despite being mercilessly bullied about her weight at Hillcrest High. Named after her father's favorite musician, she carries her own wounds. Her mother died giving birth to her, leaving her with both a special bond with her songwriter father and unspoken guilt. Like Phoenix, she possesses remarkable musical talent, writing songs in a journal she keeps hidden from everyone. When Mrs. Herman asks Lennon to tutor a struggling student, she never expects it to be Phoenix Walker, the mysterious, gorgeous boy who commands attention everywhere. Their first session ends with him walking out, too proud to admit his disability. Their connection only begins after Lennon discovers him playing piano and singing Aerosmith with a captivating voice. "I don't want your help," he admits, "but I need it." As tutoring progresses, Phoenix's coldness thaws. Lennon adapts her methods for his dyslexia, reading aloud, and providing focus tools. Their bond deepens when Phoenix rescues Lennon from bullies at a graduation party, showing unexpected tenderness while helping her clean up. When Lennon reveals cruel words written on her thighs, Phoenix's attempt to erase them reveals his growing emotional investment, taking her to his dilapidated trailer, exposing his poverty and abuse, transforms their relationship from attraction to something deeper, a recognition of shared pain. What makes their connection compelling is how they see beneath each other's facades. Phoenix recognizes Lennon's talent and strength, while she sees beyond his arrogance to his vulnerability. Every love story has its breaking point. Phoenix and Lennon's comes when he steals her private song, Sharp Objects, and performs it as his own at Voodoo in front of music executive Vic Daugherty. This betrayal cuts deeper than infidelity. He's stolen not just her heart, but her creative voice. 4 years later, the consequences still reverberate. Despite Phoenix's Grammy success, his achievements feel hollow, especially after a car accident kills his bandmate Josh and two others, a tragedy he blames himself for. Lennon has dropped out of college to care for her father with early-onset dementia and works as a bartender at Obsidian. Though physically transformed, she carries emotional scars, having abandoned songwriting, another casualty of his theft that stole not just her song, but her belief in her talent. This betrayal raises profound questions about ambition, forgiveness, and whether some breaches can ever truly heal. 4 years after their painful separation, fate forces them together when Phoenix spirals following his bandmate's death. His manager offers Lennon $350,000 to be Phoenix's sober companion during their resurrection tour. Though initially refusing, Lennon's father's progressing dementia and mounting medical bills leave her no choice. She accepts both for financial necessity and to confront the man who shattered her dreams. Their first encounter is explosive. Phoenix awakens handcuffed to a hotel bed with Lennon standing over him. He barely recognizes her transformation: black hair, enhanced makeup, designer clothes on her leaner frame. Only her brown eyes and voice reveal her identity. Their tension manifests as attraction mixed with antagonism. When Phoenix carelessly calls her groupie, once an endearment, now a cruel reminder, Lennon slaps him. Their interactions crackle with unresolved emotions, anger, betrayal, desire, and undeniable magnetism. The reunion forces them to face who they've become. Phoenix with his hollow stardom, Lennon having abandoned her musical gifts. Tour buses and hotel rooms become a pressure cooker where old wounds fester and new desires bloom. Phoenix and Lennon establish an uneasy truce as they confront their past. She notices his tattoo of her music notes, a permanent reminder of his betrayal. Healing begins when Phoenix refuses to perform Sharp Objects, Lennon's stolen song, at concerts, acknowledging his wrongdoing. Despite her anger, his performances still captivate her. Their professional relationship evolves with Phoenix growing jealous of Lennon's time with George, while Lennon struggles against her attraction. Their physical chemistry proves impossible to deny, leading to passionate encounters that leave both vulnerable. Phoenix finally confesses he stole her music because, despite his talents, he couldn't create original work. "I needed something original, something rare and unique," he admits. Lennon responds that she would have given him everything had he simply asked. The healing culminates when Phoenix brings Lennon on stage at Wembley Stadium to perform Sharp Objects, publicly confessing to stealing her song, an act of atonement that marks a turning point while risking his career. When Lennon's father suffers a severe stroke, she rushes to his bedside with Phoenix following. At the hospital, facing a devastating prognosis, Phoenix proposes marriage. Though initially refusing, Lennon admits she still loves him, and they marry with a hospital chaplain before her father passes. After her father's death, Lennon falls into depression while Phoenix faces his own crisis. Vic threatens to replace him over the song theft scandal. Lennon saves his career by claiming they co-wrote Sharp Objects together. Their healing culminates when Phoenix leads Lennon to her father's room, where he's placed her old journal by the piano. He reminds her of her father's wisdom about not letting insecurities overshadow what makes her soul come alive. When she sits and begins to play, it signals her emotional and creative rebirth. Like the mythical bird, both characters must burn before rising anew. Phoenix burns his childhood trailer to destroy his painful past, while his music and relationship with Lennon burn with both destructive and transformative intensity. The novel suggests true transformation requires passing through fire, facing our worst mistakes and painful truths. Phoenix must confess his theft and confront his guilt over Josh's death. Lennon must face her grief and reclaim her creative voice. Both characters ultimately rise from the ashes to create something new, not just an honest relationship, but renewed creative voices strengthened through adversity. Words can wound deeply, but honest, vulnerable words can heal. Sometimes the most powerful thing we can say is, "I'm sorry," "I love you," or "I believe in you." The courage to voice these words might begin your own transformation.